When people think about California earthquakes, they likely think of the San Andreas Fault. But most of the state is not near the San Andreas, and FM89's Carrie Klein reports there are still plenty of opportunities for seismicity.
The two damaging earthquakes that shook the Ridgecrest-Trona area over Independence Day weekend may have taken locals by surprise, but not geologists. The Ridgecrest area is located in what's called the Eastern California Shear Zone, says CSU Bakersfield geologist William C. Crew. Small tremors occur regularly there when faults slip alongside one another.
So it's an area where we see a lot of sort of strike-slip movement, a lot like what we do see on the San Andreas, the same type of fault motion, but in a slightly different area.
Those faults are likely also responsible for nearby hot springs and geothermal activity. One of the faults ruptured last week, however, was relatively unexplored. Crew says this has been a good opportunity to learn more about it.
Here, this is, I think, a good example of a fault actually growing in a short period of time where we can see that sequence of earthquakes along a fault causing that fault to grow.
There are also faults on the other side of the Sierra. Although the middle of the San Joaquin Valley isn't tectonically active, the edges can be. In 1857, one of California's two largest earthquakes on record struck the Monterey County city of Parkfield, but caused the most damage in Kern County, north of the Grapevine. Other sizable quakes have struck Tehachapi and Kalinga. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.